Morning cold, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs. Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs. So, Bob, let me ask you something. When you generate an image with one of these AI tools, how long does it take?
I don't know, a few seconds. Sometimes longer if it's doing something fancy.
Right? And the reason it takes those few seconds is that under the hood, the model is running hundreds of steps, starting from pure noise, refining it bit by bit, like a sculptor chipping away at marble.
Hundreds of steps for one image? That seems excessive.
It is excessive, and it's the fundamental bottleneck of diffusion models. They produce extraordinary results, but they pay for it at inference time. Every single image requires this long, iterative dance.
So someone finally figured out how to skip the dance?
Not just skip it, they moved it. Chapter 1. The Problem. Here's the setup. Diffusion models work by learning to reverse a noise process. You take a clean image, gradually add noise until it's static, then train a network to undo each step. Generation means running that reversal forward, step by step. It works beautifully, but it's slow.
And people have tried to speed this up before, right? Distillation, fewer steps, all that.
Absolutely. There's been a whole cottage industry of tricks. Consistency models, progressive distillation, adversarial approaches, they all try to compress those hundreds of steps into fewer, sometimes down to four, sometimes two, sometimes one. But there's always a quality trade-off.
So you either get fast garbage or slow excellence.
That has been the general pattern, yes, until this paper. Chapter 2, The Insight. The key idea is almost embarrassingly elegant. In diffusion, you iterate at inference time, noise to image, step by step, every time you generate. What if instead you did all that iterating during training?
Wait, so the model learns to do it in one shot because training itself was the iterative process?
Precisely. Think of it this way. A diffusion model is like a chef who makes every dish to order step by step. A drifting model is like a chef who practiced the recipe 1,000 times and can now plate it in one motion.
That's a good analogy, but I feel like there's something deeper going on. How does the training actually work differently?
Right? So here's the technical core. You have a generator network. It takes noise in and produces an image. At the start of training, those images are terrible. Random nonsense. But the paper introduces what they call a drifting field. A mathematical force that tells each generated sample which direction to move to look more like real data.
A force? Like gravity pulling fake images toward real ones?
That's remarkably close. It's an attraction toward real data, but here's the clever bit. There's also a repulsion away from other generated samples.
Oh! So they don't all collapse into generating the same face, or whatever.
Exactly. That's mode collapse, and the repulsion term prevents it. The generated samples spread out to cover the full diversity of the real data. Chapter 3. Attraction and Repulsion. So let's go a bit deeper on the drifting field. Each generated sample feels two forces. Attraction toward nearby real data points, pulling it to look more realistic, and repulsion from nearby generated data points, pushing it to be different from what the model already produces.
That sounds like it could get chaotic. How does it know when to stop?
This is where the mathematics gets beautiful. The drifting field has a property called anti-symmetry. If you swap the real and generated distributions, if you flip who's who, The field reverses direction, and the consequence is that when the generated distribution perfectly matches the real distribution, the field vanishes. Zero force everywhere. Equilibrium.
So the model literally trains itself into a standstill. When it's perfect, the forces cancel out.
Yes, and that equilibrium condition is guaranteed by the math, not by some fragile balancing act.
Okay, but you can't compute forces between every generated image and every real image. That would be insane!
Right.
And this is where it gets practical. They don't compute these forces in pixel space. They use features from self-supervised encoders. Models like MoCo, SimCLR, and a latent version of May. So the attraction and repulsion happen in a learned feature space where semantic similarity is meaningful.
So the gravity operates on meaning, not just pixel values.
Beautifully put. A generated dog is attracted toward real dogs and repelled from other generated dogs based on what they look like conceptually, not pixel by pixel. Chapter 4. The Results.
All right. Enough theory. Does it actually work?
It works spectacularly on ImageNet at 256 by 256 resolution, the standard benchmark. Their model achieves an FID of 1.54 in latent space, one step, one forward pass through the network.
And for people who don't track FID scores, is that good?
It's state of the art. Lower is better, and 1.54 beats every previous one-step method. But here's what's really striking. It beats most multi-step diffusion models, too. Models that take 250 steps can't match what this does in one.
Hold on. One step beats 250 steps?
On FID. Yes, and it gets better, their base size model. 133 million parameters. Competes with previous methods that used Excel size models at 675 million parameters, five times larger.
So it's faster and smaller. That's not supposed to happen.
It's rather remarkable. They also show it working in pixel space, not just latent space, FID 1.61, directly generating pixels.
And you mentioned robotics?
Yes, they applied the same framework to robotic control tasks. They call it drifting policy, and it matches a 100-step diffusion policy in a single step.
So this isn't just an image generation trick. It's a general framework.
That's the claim, and the robotics results support it. Chapter 5. What it means.
So what's the big picture here? Real-time image generation for everyone?
That's certainly one implication. If you can generate high-quality images in one forward pass, you can potentially do it in real time. Video games, live video, interactive design tools, the inference cost drops dramatically.
And the robotics angle means robots that react faster?
Exactly. A robot using diffusion policy has to run 100 denoising steps before it decides how to move its arm. A drifting policy does it in one. That's the difference between fluid motion and jerky pauses.
What about text to image, though? This is all class conditional ImageNet, right?
Sharp observation. Yes, they haven't shown text condition generation yet. That's the obvious next step, and it's an open question whether the approach scales to that setting. But given the results here, there's every reason to be optimistic.
And the code?
Not released yet. The project page says training code and models are coming, but as of now, it's paper only.
So, we're taking their word on the numbers for now.
We are, though the methodology is transparent and the benchmarks are standard, and the team behind this has a rather exceptional track record, which brings us to our final chapter. Chapter 6. The Researchers. The senior author on this paper is Kaiming He.
Okay, I know that name. ResNet, right?
ResNet, yes, and MoCo, and May, and Mask RCNN and Feature Pyramid Networks. Kaiming He is one of the most cited researchers in all of computer science. His ResNet paper alone has over 200,000 citations.
200,000? That's not a citation count. That's a phone book.
It rather is. And what's remarkable about his work is the pattern. Every major contribution shares a quality. Elegant simplicity. ResNet's core idea was just adding skip connections. MoCo was a momentum-updated cue for contrastive learning. May was masking patches and predicting them. Each time, the idea sounds almost too simple, and then it reshapes the field.
And this drifting paper has that same energy. Attraction plus repulsion, that's it.
Exactly. It's very much in the Kaiming He tradition. He moved from Meta AI to MIT as a professor, and his lab has been remarkably productive.
Who's the first author?
Mingyang Deng, a PhD student at MIT CSAIL. This is coming from a student in He's group, which tells you something about the caliber of research happening there.
And the other authors?
He, Li, and Tianhong Li, also at MIT. Tianhong Li has notable prior work on masked autoregressive generation. And then there's Yilun Du from Harvard, who's an assistant professor known for energy-based models and using diffusion for robotics and planning, previously at MIT with Josh Tenenbaum.
So you've got the ResNet guy, an energy-based models expert, an autoregressive generation researcher, and a PhD student who apparently synthesized all of it into one framework.
That's a rather perfect summary, and it's worth noting this paper uses self-supervised features from MoCo and May, both created by Kaiming He himself. The tools he built years ago are now powering this new paradigm.
His own work is feeding into his own next breakthrough. That's kind of poetic.
It is, and it speaks to something important about research. These breakthroughs don't appear from nowhere. ResNet enabled the architectures MoCo and May provided the feature extractors. Years of foundational work made this moment possible.
So, the message is, build good tools, and eventually, they'll surprise even you.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
This podcast is entirely AI-generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. New worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.